So he was hiding, and the Lord comes to him and says, hey, I want you to lead my people to victory over them. And now Gideon, his confidence is at an all-time low. His nation has been invaded. His family's the last of the least. And he's like, all right, I want to do this. I have a job you have called me to do, but I need help. I need your signs to give me confidence, to give me that peace to go and do what you have asked me to do. So in verse 36, Gideon said to God, if you will save Israel by my hand as you have promised, look, I will place a wool fleece on the threshing floor. If there is dew only on the fleece and all the ground is dry, then I will know that you will save Israel by my hand as you have said. And that is what happened. Gideon rose early the next day. He squeezed the fleece and wrung out the dew, a bowl full of water. He needed a sign, and God provided to him. Now, it wasn't like he asked for 10,000 of the strongest men in Israel to pop up at his door and go after the Philistines without him. It wasn't that he asked lightning to come down and strike the Philistines all dead. He just wanted to know, Lord, are you actually calling me to do this? Because I am scared out of my mind right now, and I don't want to go right now because I need to know that you're going to be there. Being scared as a Christian in certain situations, it's common most of the time because people look down at us so much now. America has just gotten to the point of where if you say you're a Christian, people look at you funny now. They're like, oh, you believe in God? He doesn't exist. What are you talking about? You believe in Jesus? He died on the cross? Why is there war? All right? If God loves us so much, why are terrorist attacks happening daily around the world? And people, they just look at us with such disdain and confusion now because they're just like, this doesn't make sense. Why would God do this? And it gets scary. There are people out there who want to hurt us. There are people out there who will use their words, who will use their power, their wealth, whatever they can to shut us down, to quiet us out. And we become, our confidence is lacking. And so we hide in our wine presses in the basement of our house so that we don't have to go outside and face the real world. And what God is trying to get us through this story is saying, hey, I will be there for you as I was with Moses and as I'm going to be with Jonah. I will be there for you guys. I will be there to help you through the circumstances that you're going to be dealing with. And Gideon is so cool in the fact that he wants to do it. He just needs that confidence. He needs that push to get going. So he does it again then in verse 39. Then Gideon said to God, do not be angry with me. All right, he starts out with, hey, I know this is going to get annoying. I know I'm like a nagging old man right now, but you need to give me one more, please. Let me make just one more request. Allow me one more test with the fleece. This time make the fleece dry and the ground covered with dew. That night, God did so. Only the fleece was dry. All the ground was covered with dew. And then in chapter 7, it goes on. And the next morning, Gideon was gone. He went out. He found his men. And he would defeat the Midianites. I said Philistines before. I apologize. It was the Midianites. And that's where we need to be as a church. All right, we've gotten our TVs, we've gotten our mission statement, we've gotten an idea of where we want to be. Now we got to go out and do it. It is scary out there. It's scary just standing in front of you right now. But it's still a call that God has given to us as a church, as the church community, as the church body, to go out and make a difference in the world around us. I heard some of the stories from Alyssa about the youth gathering. And how the one big challenge that the speakers put forth to them was that you guys got to go back as youth and don't lose that fire, all right? Don't lose the emotion that you feel when you're with 25,000 people in the Superdome and you're praising God, all right? It's going to be hard because there's not going to be 25,000 people following you around every time you go talk to someone about Jesus. But you're going to have 25,000 angels from heaven watching you and protecting you. You're going to have God himself walking right next to you and saying, you got this, Scott. You can go talk to this person about Jesus. And then as you get confidence, there's going to be hiccups and there's going to be bumps in the road. It's not always going to be easy. But once you get that confidence going, then you can be like, all right, I'm ready for my next task. Let's go. The 3-second rule. How many times a week does it happen where you get to it and you're like, I was talking actually to Dave about this earlier today, where you start out and you're like, 3 seconds. Okay, I did this and I did this. It was great. And then there was those that I didn't do. And I look back and I'm just like, oh, crudola. I missed it. Or actually, it was Bill. I'm sorry, Dave. Yeah, old man up here. So you have the 3-second rule, which is really meant for us to just jump into God's arms and let him carry to where we need to be. So as we, as a church, look to turn the disillusion into passionate builders, we don't always want to see what is going on around us. We don't want to see the needy. We don't want to see the poor. We don't want to see the people that need Christ's love. So my challenge to you is that use that 3-second rule to get rid of those blinders, to get rid of those walls that we so easily come to encompass our lives around. Ask the Lord to give you strength to get through it. Ask the Lord to give that perseverance to get you through those tough times, because he's not going to stop. He's not going to stop putting opportunities in front of you to be the people that he wants you to be. So with the buts, get rid of them. It's time to clear up those excuses and start turning, saying, yes, Lord, I'm going right now. You have called me. You've given me a mission. I'm going to succeed to the best of my ability. Pray with me. Dear Lord, as we have seen in these 3 stories from the Bible, Lord, I pray that you would just give us the strength, give us the wisdom, and give us the perseverance to fight through these excuses that we come up with on a daily basis. Lord, I pray that you would just give us opportunities that we can glorify your name in our daily actions. And if that comes to talking to someone about Christ, I pray, Lord, that you would give us that hard-nosed stubbornness of not wanting to fall away. I thank you for these opportunities that you have given me this week. I pray for the church as a whole, that we would continue to daily walk in your ways and in your love. And I just thank you for all that you have blessed us with. And I pray that you continue to bless us as we go further, following you in everything we do. In your name I pray. Amen.